The British Parliament votes on a Brexit plan today, and it's not looking good for that plan. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. British Prime Minister Theresa May said if Parliament doesn't approve her Brexit plan today, there's a risk of a hard Brexit, meaning Britain loses special access to European markets and customs rule, would be economically disruptive. Or May says there's a risk of no Brexit at all. Some politicians would like to hold a new referendum to cancel Brexit. Investors are paying close attention. Jay Bryson is managing director and global economist with Wells Fargo Securities and joins us. Jay, there is a strong chance Theresa May's plan is going to get rejected. So what are markets looking for here?
I think what markets are really looking for here is the margin of defeat. If she goes down by, say, less than 100 votes, that's actually kind of good news because that raises the possibility that maybe there's another deal out there that they could potentially negotiate, or maybe it opens up the possibility for, say, a second referendum or something like that. If it goes down by more than, say, 200 votes, then the probability of a hard Brexit come March 29th, I think, starts to rise in that sort of framework. So, you know, a big defeat, I think, would probably be, you know, negative, certainly for the British pound. And I think it probably would have some ramifications for, you know, stock markets, not only in Britain, but potentially in other countries as well.
Jay Bryson is managing director and global economist with Wells Fargo Securities. Thank you.
Thank you.
France, as you may have heard, has been racked by a nationwide protest movement. The protesters are known as the Yellow Jackets or Gilets Jaunes. They're upset over taxes and public services. And over the weekend, French President Emmanuel Macron responded to these protests by kicking off a three-month national debate. In a letter, he asked the French public to debate and respond to some basic questions about what the French want in terms of those taxes and public services. Hugh Schofield is the BBC's Paris correspondent. Hugh, what exactly is this debate going to look like? Like town halls or what?
No one is really know what it's going to look like. I mean, they're calling it the grand debate. What Macron is hoping is that across the country, people will take the initiative. I mean, in theory, anyone can do it. And if you've got enough people and you know, go on social media and say, well, let's have a debate, then you can do it. I think in practice, what's happening is that it will be the mayors who take the lead. Around France, there are 35,000-36,000, what they call communes, all of which have a mayor. They could be villages, small towns, or in the case of cities, bits of cities. And these communes and the mayors that go with them are the one bit of the French establishment, I would say, which still has kind of universal respect. They are anchored there. They know the problems and people will turn up if they chair them. I mean, to be honest with you, no one really knows because it's been very rapidly put together, the whole program.
What is it that they're going to be discussing? What are the topics at play here?
What it's going to boil down to is probably two or three things, one of which will be taxation and public spending. You know, certainly people who feel that the yellow vests are kind of speaking the truth are very vexed about taxes. But, you know, Macron has sort of framed the debate quite cleverly by saying, OK, if you want to talk about lower taxes, what public services would you like to sacrifice as well? And of course, you know, that's the sort of contradiction at the heart of the yellow vest.
Hugh Schofield is the BBC's Paris correspondent. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Volkswagen and Ford are joining forces to make commercial vehicles and possibly electric and self-driving vehicles. This would not involve a merger or trading equity or anything like that. It would, however, theoretically save the companies billions. Globally, automakers are facing pressure to stay ahead of new technologies and better control greenhouse gas emissions.
James in Bridgewater, New Jersey, wrote to express his appreciation for the way that Marketplace presents business and economic news at the everyman and everywoman level and offers insights not provided by other news outlets. Now, if you agree with James, please join him as a Marketplace investor by donating online at marketplace.org. Thanks to James and everyone who makes our work possible.
There are some rising star quarterbacks in the NFL playoffs this season, and with the increased exposure comes more commercial opportunities. That's what's happened to Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He was a major factor in the Chiefs' 12-4 regular season record. As KCUR's Greg Eklund reports from Kansas City, Mahomes has earned his fair share of deals.
At the Chiefs' first home game, the crowd drowns out the introduction of Patrick Mahomes. With 50 touchdown passes this season, the 23-year-old Mahomes joined a pair of elite NFL quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning are the only other two with 50 or more in a season. So while Mahomes talked about his game each week with reporters, there was a growing interest in everything about him, like his personal food preferences, the things he likes to pour ketchup on.
I don't think it's that weird, but I put it on my macaroni and cheese, but people seem to think that's a weird thing. Some people think that's disgusting, but I mean, it's good to me.
Once that became public, Heinz Ketchup tweeted out, "Give us 57 touchdowns. We'll give you Heinz and your steak for life." Instead, Mahomes chose to become a brand ambassador for Hunt's Ketchup for an undisclosed amount. Before Mahomes became a national sensation, some local Kansas City companies had already climbed on board, like Charlie Hustle Clothing. As a shipment of T-shirts and sweatshirts wheeled by at the headquarters, CEO Chase McAnulty says he was willing to take a risk on Mahomes even before the season started.
You know, we were unsure. I think everybody was unsure how good he was going to be. I don't think anybody thought this good.
McAnulty had been in discussions with Mahomes' agent before the season, but once Mahomes started passing for all those touchdowns in September, McAnulty says he had to rethink the standard deal, where sports figures would command 10% of the sales profits, so he stepped up the offer.
From a contractual standpoint, it's a 50-50 split.
As the 10th overall pick in last year's NFL draft, Mahomes was guaranteed $16 million with his four-year rookie contract. His base salary this season is more than $500,000, but with his endorsements, Mahomes has exceeded that. In Kansas City, I'm Greg Eklund for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.